The Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN is presented by Budget Lumber, striving to be Lumber One.
An upcoming event in downtown Roseburg, like many other things being done just a little differently this year. Going to talk about the virtual Neowalla Parade. Todd Boyd on. Todd, good morning.
Good morning, Kyle.
So talk about what normally goes on and then what you've evolved to take place this year.
Sure. This is the 52nd annual parade, and it's taken place on Jackson Street for years. And traditionally, it starts about 5 in the evening on Halloween, and it goes for several hours. And businesses downtown participate in handing out candy at their business locations. Last year, we had over 3,000 participants in the parade. The event goes from near where the city hall is all the way down to where the Elks Lodge is on Jackson. And it's just a great parade, great opportunity for kids to be at a safe place downtown. And it's a real nice event for the businesses downtown also.
So this year, you folks with the Downtown Roseburg Association, Roseburg Town Center, had to kind of recreate things.
Yeah, we did. We called it Plan B. We started planning back in August, and we just were so hopeful that we could actually have the actual parade. We just can't due to what's going on this year. So we have decided to go this other route. We've set up a website, and participants will be able to download a photo. And we'll post those online, and then on Halloween Day, we'll actually select 10 random winners for grand prizes.
So people have a chance to still get a creative costume, get a picture to you, and maybe win something too.
Yeah, they do. This is really open for all ages. A lot of the local businesses and employees dress up for Halloween. We're hoping again this year that they have plans to do so, and we'll post photos. But primarily, this is for the kids. You know, that's what the event's always been about.
Well, you know, a lot of people are having to rethink how they do things and try to not just have things not happen. And I know you've had a lot of people, a lot of different businesses and other levels of government get involved to help with this as well.
Yeah, that's correct. We actually partnered with the folks that are tasked with the pandemic, and we approached the Douglas County commissioners, and they really felt that they needed to be supportive of these events that were COVID-friendly, and so they're our title sponsor this year.
And so what is going to take place in the downtown area aside from the contest?
Yeah, so we actually have two activities going on. So on Friday, between 2 and 6 at the our new office location, which is on the corner of Jackson and Cass Street downtown, we will be handing out trick-or-treat bags. And it'll be between 2 and 6. We have at least 2,000 bags. We're scrambling around a little bit this week to see if we can get some more. So we're expecting a good turnout downtown. So we really are wanting people to get the word.
So basically, it's come by with your kid, pick up the trick-or-treat bag. But again, like everything else, just a little bit different.
It is a little bit different. We're really wanting people to wear masks and be, you know, socially distant. We have ways that we're going to be handing the bags out that'll be in that manner also. But we just want an opportunity for those that want to get out, get their kids out. Certainly they can come down in costume, and we'll hand out the treats.
All right, very good. And, of course, that's down at 612 Southeast Jackson, Roseburg Town Center office. Todd, anything else people ought to know, maybe about the website and all that?
Yeah, we're in the process of attempting to get our name rechanged back to Roseburg Town Center. It's our incorporated name. And so gradually you're going to be seeing the migration of downtown Roseburg Association back to our roots, which is Roseburg Town Center, the signage that leads into downtown, marquees those statements. And so we're kind of excited about rebranding where we're at.
And what is the website where people can submit their pictures?
So the website is actually at a web address of pit.ly/ Neowalla, which is NEEWOLLAH 2020.
And of course, every once in a while, somebody doesn't realize where the name Neowalla comes from.
Yeah, so a group of guys back in like 1919 that are from, we're business owners in a community of Independence, Kansas, spearheaded and came up with this event. And they decided that, I'm not sure exactly how it all went, but they turned it into a Halloween event where basically what we do, which is a parade, handing out candy, is what they ended up doing.
Right, and of course, Neowalla is Halloween spelled backwards.
That's right.
All right, very good. Roseburg Town Center, and folks can enter. What's the deadline for getting the pictures submitted?
So we've extended it. You know, if you read our poster, it says the 26th, but we've decided to extend that through Friday. So please get your photos uploaded and enjoy the costumes.
All right, Todd Boyd from the Roseburg Town Center. Thanks for being on this morning.
All right. Thank you, Kyle.
840 at News Radio 1240 KQEN.